Shoes with springs in the soles. Shoes with springs in the soles. What will they think of next? According to the publicity of the advertising on this beautiful gravity defier, they seem to say wonderful things. They absorb harmful impact, they stay comfortable and active, support and protect your body, stand and walk with greater ease. My goodness sakes. Can something like this really work? Well, apparently it does. When I was in high school, our track coach would always tell us to run on our toes, to run on our toes and get going and moving and running on our toes and not landing on the balls of our feet, but running on our toes and moving with clarity and moving with definition of what we're doing, but running on our toes. And I often watched other people as they were running on their toes. And as they were running on their toes, they seemed to run faster, they seemed to run clearer, they seemed to run more powerfully and more wonderfully. And it was wonderful to watch them run on their toes. Well, I imagine this gravity defier type of shoe that's available helps you to run on your toe, because when you settle down and you land without a shock, and when you the springs help you take off to propel you forward, what a wonderful thing. Now, the coach back in high school, he taught us that long time ago. He taught us that to be able to do that would be a wonderful thing to do, to be able to run on our toes, to be able to spring forward and do all these wonderful things was quite wonderful and quite marvelous. And, of course, it truly is. It truly is. And we can do it with the shoes or without. We can train ourselves to walk on our toes, to walk forward on our toes. A ballerina walks on her toes, and she moves around with such grace and such charm and such wonder. You think it's going to hurt her toes, it's going to make her less able to walk properly. And that's what some people think. But in truth, that is not what happens. What happens to a ballerina? She dances beautifully. She walks beautifully. She thinks about what she's doing, and she does it wonderfully and powerfully. You and I can do that also, wonderfully and powerfully. We can buy shoes that'll help us to accomplish that. This is a modern day, an age with scientifically engineered technology that sort of helps us to walk on our toes, to walk more comfortably, to walk more brilliantly, and to enjoy it more. People who have bought the shoes say to themselves, I'm going to walk on the China walk, on China wall, and I would like to be able to walk comfortably and beautifully. And I bought these shoes, and they worked wonderful for me. And other people like to say other things, that the shoes did beautiful things for them, but actually, when you get right down to it, it's not the shoes that are doing these things. They can. It's the mind that does it. When you have in your mind that you walk comfortably and beautifully and fantastically, you do. When you have in your mind that your shoes are fantastic, that you are fantastic, that life is fantastic, then it is. And you experience these things wonderfully, beautifully, and perfectly. But you only experience them wonderfully, beautifully, and perfectly when you have them in your mind. Now, we talked about the Arabians walking in the desert with 1, 2, 3 robes on, and oftentimes dark robes. And yet, they walked with their body very comfortable. They didn't feel the 115, 150 degree temperature that was around them because they had a mental attitude first. Now, that they wore these cloaks and that these cloaks were functional like an insulation for them, they had to have in their mind the insulation further than the cloaks because their hands were out, their faces were out, and they had to face into this searing heat, which would cause them discomfort. But mentally, they felt that their robes were keeping them like a refrigerator, and they could handle anything. You see these people who go into the sub-zero weathers up in Alaska and Arctica, Antarctica, and what you see them doing, their faces are sticking out in the cold, and they have icicles trickling off their beards, and yet they have not got their face, so to speak, frozen. It has not got a problem. But they do more than just say that. They do more than just to wear proper clothing that keep them warm overall. They see themselves untouched by that, as a penguin sees itself untouched by walking on icy, cold ground. How wonderful it is. We see birds flying in the sky, and they fly sometimes for a full day before they take a drink, or before they come down for eating, or they come down for a rest. And are they coming down for a rest? No. They're coming down for whatever a pause may be for them, but it's not a rest, because they could go on for weeks flying, if they had the food, if they had the water going through the system, if they had those necessary things, and oftentimes they do. But it's all in the mind. In the mind of the bird, in the mind of the jogger, in the mind of people wearing these gravity-defying shoes, in people who are living in the Arabian desert, in the Sahara Desert or other deserts, and people who are living in the North Pole, South Pole, who are walking on this cold, cold ground. It's all in the mind. True, the weather seems to be under the control of their clothing, of their body, and so on, but it's in the mind, because how does the body generate enough heat to keep them warm even with their proper clothing? The clothing merely helps to keep the temperature in, to keep the warmth in, but some skips away. And how can they keep producing it? Well, that's the magic of the mind. We have a mind that does wonderful, beautiful, fabulous things, and it's up to us to take advantage of it and use it. And we can say to ourselves, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We can say to ourselves that I walk in wonderful temperate weather all the time. We say to ourselves that whether we have shoes or whether we have bare feet, we walk on smooth, cool, wet moss. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, we are always in charge. But do we take charge? The minute we think that our environment takes charge over us, then our environment does indeed control us. The minute we think that our environment is the boss of our world, then we no longer are master. And our world does indeed disturb us very greatly. But today you can have your world in your direction. And you can say, I am surrounded by my pure white light of love, and all is good and very good. You can walk the Arctic circles. You can walk in the deserts. You can swim in the oceans. You can go on bare feet on cold ground and not be touched. But this is something that the penguins train themselves in. It's something that came as a natural activity of where they lived. You, as a natural activity of where you live, can train yourself to live in the allness, in the infinity of all. You can train yourself to live in the timelessness of time, in the now. You can train yourself to be magnificent in every way, shape, and form, if you wish. But it's a choice that each of us must make for ourselves. And we make this choice for ourselves when we realize that shoes with spring in them, in their soles, is a rather interesting thing. Arabs wearing dark robes, and one or two of them, sometimes more. And many other Africans walking on the hot desert soil, on the hot soil, as they tend their flock and their sheep. No shoes at all. And they become accustomed to this. Oh, they have to remind themselves from time to time, but they become accustomed to it. And instead of having feet, the soles of your feet like leather. The soles of your feet are like velvet, and they are the comfort zone of your life. It's up to you and up to me whether we are going to be scientifically engineered to defy gravity, whether we're going to be able to do all the things that are fun to do because we want to do them, or to be limited. And I choose to be unlimited. How about you? This day, let's be scientifically engineered to defy gravity, and let's walk with the grace and the charm and the magic of bouncy, springy feet, like the Tigger in the beautiful show. It tells all about this Tigger and how he loves to bounce on his tail, and how he loves to go everywhere, and how he loves to excite everybody, and how bouncing on his tail, on his spring, makes him the happiest guy in the world, and he just can do everything. And so can you. Try it today, and enjoy, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.